Okay, so good afternoon, everybody. I guess being a Chodesh Elul would be the most appropriate thing to speak something about Elul. In the Pashta sense of things, we tend to think of Elul only in terms of Hachana for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and sort of an extension of that, and that certainly is true, it certainly exists, but there's more of an akuda to it. And I'd like to try to work through it a little bit. The makor for Tkiyas Shofar on Elul is a medrash, a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, Perek Mem Vav, says as follows: Rosh Chodesh Elul, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Aleh Elai Hahara. When Rosh Chodesh Elul, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, come back up to the mountain. Where he would give him Luchos Shnias, which would be on Yom Kippur. It would be the third set of 40 days. Behaviru Shofar b'chol ha-machna. And they had a Shofar blow in the entire machna. Shri Moshe olo lahar. Moshe is going up to the mountain. Shelo yitod achav Avodah Zarah. So that they don't make the same mistake again with the Avodah Zarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nis'ala zeh b'shefer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nis'ala b'shefer that day. Shenema olo lekim b'sru'a Hashem b'kol shefer. Va'al pein hiskinu chachomim. Shiyutoikim b'shefer b'shchedesh el b'chol shana b'shana. And that's why chachomim made it takana that you should know shefer on Rosh Chodesh El. That's the end of the Pirkei Eliezer. Pirkei Eliezer is a very early medrash. First of all, it's interesting that it's called a Takanas Chachamim, which is kind of surprising. We think of it as a minig. Nobody treats it as a Rabbanan. But also the entire story, first of all, it says who Shofar to announce that Moshe is going up to the mountain. They shouldn't make that mistake. First of all, I assume they would have learned from their first mistake that, you know, They made a mistake once with Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm sure they're not going to repeat it again. But forget about that. The main thing is they should have made an announcement. They should have said, Moshe is going up to the mountain, and it will take him 40 full days, and so on and so forth. The main thing is the announcement. There's no reason to blow Shofar for that. You know, it's the main point is to inform everybody of the mitzias of it. And yet it says Tkiyas Shofar, and the Takanas Chacham is there should be a Tkiyas Shofar in Shel every year, which also is strange because the Shofar was there to remind Moshe Rabbeinu is coming 40 days. That's quite irrelevant for the generations to come. It's hard to believe that this Takana was made in order to commemorate the going up. It's not a yontiv of any type. There are many, many other days, many other events that no yontiv was made for it. This is an event. And commemorating that this time an announcement was made so that things would go right, it doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason why in the world a commemoration would take place like that. Why would we? Bal Karchach, there is something that Tkiyas Shofar, which is transcends just that particular event. It wasn't just an announcement of information, you know, Rabbi Yisai Dulachem, that this time it's going to be 40 days and start counting right and don't make the same mistakes. Well, Korcha, there's something here in the Tkiyas Shofar that is going to be of significance in forever. The same medrash is brought in the Torah. The Torah brings this medrash with some changes. The Torah says, he brings the Pirkei Eliezer. Tanya Pirkei Eliezer, Rosh Chodesh El, Makadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Aleh Elai Hahara. That's like this. She'oz Ola Kabaluchos Achronis, Ve'viru Shofar B'machne Moshe Lahar, Le'yuto Oid Achav Rizara. Same exact Lashon. Makadosh Baruch Hu Nis'ala Bais HaShofar, again, yeah, the same Lashon. Which also, by the way, begs some explanation, because the word HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nis'ala Bo'is HaShofar, Chazal use it Ololikim through Hashem Mikol Shofar, in the concept of a going from Midas Hadin to Midas Harachmim. Now, that's relevant to Tkiya Shofar that we do Rosh Hashanah. Tkiya Shofar is a form of asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to treat us with Rachmim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ololakim Besrua, Hashem Kol Shofar, there's sort of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mis'ala, so to speak, from Midas Adin, and transcends Midas and goes Midas Rachmim. That makes a lot of sense in Rosh Hashanah, the one. It makes a lot less sense over here. Yes, one could add that there was some sort of indication of the pious in the fact that Hashem Baruch Hu would only go up a second time. But that's not the heart of what happened. The heart of what happened, that the Shofar was there simply to inform people. And then it says, L'chein hiskinu chacham zashu teikim resh chedesh el b'chol shana v'shana. That is the Lashon Medrash. But then there's an addition here, which is not clear if this is the Tours edition, addition, or is it a girsa that the Tour and other Rishonim had. It says v'kola chodesh, not only on Rosh Chodesh Elul, but the entire month of Elul. Kidei lahaz is Yisrael she'asu tshuva, shenema mitoka shefer b'ir v'am le'yechrad, u'kidei la'arev satan, v'chenragim ba'ashnaz letkoya b'chol boike, v'arevach ha'tfilah. So there's a whole piece over here that he's adding, which is not clear if that was an alternative girsa over here, or it's something which is just an explanation that we're sort of adding on, that probably it's also an inyan of tshuva and la'arev ha'satan, and that's why we do it every day of Elul. So there's a lack of clarity about this point, whether this has any shaykhs to the previous piece or not. Balkopanim, it seems like Elul's the shayf of Elul, certainly the Rosh Chodesh shayf of Elul, and certainly the core of Elul shayf has to do with the warning of Klal Yisrael that they shouldn't do Averis anymore, and therefore they shouldn't go after Avodah Zarah, and they should bear in mind that Moshe Rabbeinu is coming back and so on. So there's something unique in Shofar of Elul that has in itself some sort of mila that you don't find expressed the other ones. I'd like a little bit to talk about this and try to understand what that is. Even if the Torah is adding that explanation why we blow the rest of Rosh Hashanah, but it's clear that the rest of Elul, it's clear that had we not had a basic concept of Shofar of Elul, that of Rosh Chodesh Elul, we wouldn't have just made a takon of Tkiya to bring us up to speed for Hashanah. It's because the Sheirish has something to do with itself in itself to Israel, they shouldn't have bitoyach of Adizara. That's why we already mamshit the rest of Elul for the regular yonim of tshuva and so on. So I'd like a little bit to, I'd like to be misplaining this point, I'm going to misamik a little bit. In Nafika Mayim, Ramosha Seif, in this first tickle, he touches on this. This is the point he deals with. He says a little bit differently, but I'm using some of the kudas that he brings up, but I want to say it with a little bit of coming from a different angle. It says, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Shofar, the Gemara says you're not allowed to make a Shofar out of a parah, and the Gemara says that the reason is because in Katega Nasa Sanega, the Gemara asks from different other things it could use and so on. And the Gemara says that there's a difference between Lefnim, that you're not allowed to, in Katega Nasa Sanega Bifnim, but not Bechutz. The Gemara says, what about Shofar? The Gemara says, Kivna Zikaron Kasi Kilifnim Domi. It's coming. And since Shofar is called a Zikaron, The pasuk calls it zichrin, zikaron. So therefore, it's something which is doimer to lifnim. Gemara doesn't elaborate, doesn't explain what is one afshach to the other. Why is something that's zikaron is kelifnim? So I'd like to focus on the difference between the word zachar, zecher, and zikaron. The Malbum touches on it in one place. He says something that's a little bit bermiza, but I think this is a point that he means. We find the musig of zecher used, the mashal says, zecher asin efloisav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made commemorations for the neflos he did. So anytime we have a yontiv like Pesach, we eat matzah to remind ourselves of different things and so on. That is the word zecher. It means I want to remind people of something that is happening. Something happened, so I'd forgotten it, and now I remember it. That's zecher. Zikaron has a slight different. The mashal, when we say kiddush, the nusach that we have, we call Shabbos zikaron lemaase breishis. It is a zikaron for maase breishis, zeicher letzias mitzrayim, and it's a zeicher for letzias mitzrayim. Why is breishis called zikaron, and letzias mitzrayim is called zeicher? What's the difference in the two? So let's think about it. Whenever I do a pa'ula that is commemorative, I use the word zecher. So I eat a piece of matzah now, zecher tes mitzrayim. Shabbos, the zecher tes mitzrayim of Shabbos is either mo'adim in general or HaKadosh Baruch was the Kol Yachol and so on and so forth, and that was shown in the Mitzrayim, and we can learn from Shabbos to it and from it to Shabbos. Those are all things that remind you of. So the Marshal, let's say I'm walking down the street and I see a person who reminds me of somebody I knew once upon a time. So I say, oh, he reminded me. That's called a Zecher. You'll find sometimes the lashon in the Gemara im ra'ein ladava zecher yesh ladava, that even though I have no raya, but I have a zecher for it. So a zecher is something that can trigger, relive something that's not here now in front of us. That's zecher. Zikaron is very different. Shabbos, we do on Shabbos. What Shabbos is a part of the of our schedule that retains in itself the brachistika maisa. Shabbos was a day of menucha, and the menucha of Shabbos in Bria's Olam remains with us every seventh day. So it continues to be with us, and that's called zikaron. So, Lamashal, let's say I have a picture of somebody that I know hanging in my house. That's a zikaron. Zikaron is an item which has become an embodiment of something, which retains the chefetz, even though it no longer exists. So, it's not the full chefetz, but it is something that embodies in itself the chayfet, and that has remained of the person. It's a remnant, a remain, and so on. So, in the Shivas Breishis, six of the days, we no longer have Bria's Olam. We can only look around us and see Nisim and Eflos and say, the Ribbono Shel Olam, who can make a nes at any time he wants, has, it could have made breishes, And that's what I deduce from it. So everything around us is a zecher, but there is one nekuda left over from Bereishis, and that's Shabbos. Shabbos that we have is called Shabbos Bereishis in the lashon of the Gemara. It's Shabbos in its pristine form, and that Shabbos is a remnant. It's left over of the Shivas Yemei Yamim Brias Olam. That's called a zikaron. So a zikaron means I have the thing itself, some sort of kesher to the etzem thing itself, after most of it has gone on and so on. That's a chalik zeicher and zikaron. When we speak about zikaron, if Rosh Hashanah is something that is a day of Zikaron, then it means that not only is Zikaron, is it Pshat, is we remind ourselves, L'mashal, matzah, we take a piece of matzah and it reminds us again of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We take a piece of Mar and reminds us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rosh Hashanah is very different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was brought Chiyus into the world in the Vayipach Ba'apov. Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu again infuses Chayim into the world. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not put in a new infusion of Chayim, it wouldn't be there. The difference between chafetzim, racks that abound in the world, are there because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them in the Yemei Bereishis. Sure, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could evaporate them. But they are here mikoyach the fact that they were here. I don't need a new pa'ula of the Ribbono Shel'Olam at this point. And it's certainly not overtly, you know, in the Pnimius we know and understand, but Tachlis, in the Chitzonius of the world, it has a Metzias Kayemes, and it requires something to erode it. It requires something to get rid of it. Chaim is very different. Chaim is something where it needs every minute a reason to be. L'mashal, if I have a rock laying over here and I ask myself, I wake up Tuesday morning and ask myself, why is this rock here? The answer is because it was here yesterday and nobody moved it. That's the answer to it. If a person gets up in the morning, wakes up in the morning, why am I living? The answer to that is not because I was living yesterday, but it's because I am living today. Life requires me to be living today. And even though we tend to look at all things as, you know, as a cheskas chai, he's living because he was living and he continues to live. But in order for me to live, I need to breathe now. A rock needs to have been a rock yesterday. A living person needs to breathe now to be living now. So chayim is something which by its nature is because of the now. Mitzad de Briyas Ha'olam, the Sifrei Chayim Emesim Rosh Hashanah means that requires every year a redoing of a Yipach Ba'apov, bringing back Chiyus into the world, and that's where Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is a zikaron, in the sense of the fact that it carries a thread of Briyas Olam, each Rosh Hashanah, because Chiyus has to be pumped back into the world. It's not the pshat as the world will live unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us Chas V'Shalom in the Sefer of Nat Chaim. It's the other way around. We need to be inscribed in Sefer Chaim in order to live. That's why it's called Zikaron. So the Gemara says, even that it's Zikaron, it's Kelefnai Kelefnim Dami. Let's explain what that means. The structure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship to the world goes in stages. So we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator. He created an entire hierarchy of malachim, kochos alyonim, different spheres, whatever names you want to give to different things that, that exist coming down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It comes into our world and it appears as a structure of teva. There are different laws of nature. They run things, they regulate things, they work things, and so on. So we have a long progression coming from Ribbono Shel'olam down into our world. Avodah Zarah, so let's first go to Zikaron. So it's as if you take the idea we're speaking about and place it structurally, in the Pnim of the Beis HaMikdash, you have Kaviyachol and Ribbono Shel'olam, and then as his Ashpah goes outwards, it becomes carried out by different Mesharsim at different Madregas and so on. Anything that has in itself Zikaron is Mechuba to the Pnim. Zikaron means it's a remnant of the Sheirish, as opposed to the new, quote-unquote, parent reality of Misharsim and different entities and so on. So Tkiya Sheifa brings a person back to the Pu'ula of HaKadosh Baruch Vayipach, and that means that there is not only is HaKadosh Baruch doing it again, it means for that moment, we're mechuba to the Sheirish. Anything that goes by itself is not mechuba to the Sheirish. It's part of the periphery. When something becomes mechuba to the Sheirish, that means that it's getting it here and now. I'm getting an infusion of chias at this point in time, and this is what I'm becoming. That's the musig of Sheifa Kivdel Zikaron Kasi is Kilefnim Dam. I want to take that to another point. If we're to ask ourselves, the mistakes that people make in terms of straying from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in Avodah Zarah, it's never a mistake of who is God. You know, will the real God stand up? The Rambam says it when he, in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, he gives a hakdama to Hilchas Avodah Zarah, and he explains that the mistakes started with this hierarchy that we're talking about. At first, you know, people looked up and they looked at all these wonderful celestial bodies and they said, wow, these are Mishar Sekel. These are all Ribbono Shel'olam's emissaries. So it's most appropriate that we serve them and not Chas V'Shalom as gods, but as emissaries. So if a king sends a shliach, you treat the shliach royally. Then people began attributing some sort of level of discretionary power to these intermediaries. Then people began to pay homage and people began to try to appeal to them. That was the progression of the Zohar. But if we're to ask ourselves, what is the big issue of Avodah Zarah, it's not is this God or is this God or is this God. It's rather fixating on a branch instead of the Shoresh. The same way like we at with Teva, we go at the Teva Dika cause instead of the Shoresh. So Avodah Zarah is called one of the types of Avodah Zarah, so wrongdoing, and we shouldn't call it being mekatzitz benetias, such a Gemara. The word means somebody cuts the branches or the tree off the root. It's what we do is we bifurcate the event that's happening and we connect it to the immediate cause instead of looking for the root cause. That is what Avodah Zarah is all about. So any type of Avodah Zarah is started there. Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, when it says that Shechinim and Aberes Mitoich Greinoi, that meant that Moshe Rabbeinu was, the way he gave Torah to Klal Yisrael was in a way that it was clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking through him. There was no hierarchy as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe and then Moshe taught us. In a normal circumstance, when I learn from somebody, I'm getting a certain interpretation. I'm getting a certain, it's Ruvain, how he understands Reb Shimon's Torah. That's the way I dehear it. In terms of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu was Shechinah Sar Groinoi. Moshe Rabbeinu is used in the Torah with the, you know, he speaks as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking. There was no self. It was the equivalent, is the difference between hearing a shir through a microphone or hearing it through somebody who heard it and is repeating back to you. The microphone is exactly the shir. The person repeating it is the person, his words, saying the best he can of the person's shir. Klal Yisrael, when Moshe left, they needed someone else because they couldn't live with the sense, it was a weakness in sensing that came from Bnei Shalom. And this was our first, foray into Avodah Zarah-like activity. There's a fascinating Lashon Chazal. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Moshe Rabbeinu, what do you see? And he said, Klal Yisrael is looking up to get the Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you see one thing, I see something else. They're looking at my Merkava, and they are focusing too long at the Shoyer on the Merkava. In other words, instead of disregarding the medium and the hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Shoyerish, they are fixing too much of their gaze for too long on the medium. And therefore, that's eventually where they made the mistake of Chet HaEgel. That's what happened. So Chet HaEgel is our shorish of straying. And the shorish of straying for us, Avodah Zarah, obviously. But again, it wasn't Avodah Zarah as some sort of different god. It was a fixating and beginning to sort of look at a lower level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and looking at where the process starts. The Gemara, the one sheet that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shechilek lachol la'amim, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the different stars and moons to the different nations. So some say pshat because it's muta b'shituf. Because Umas HaOlam, as long as they are aware of the fact that there's a flow, even if their attention is caught with some intermediary, that's okay as long as they acknowledge the fact that this is A cause B cause C. So when Klal Yisrael was chayta for the eagle, the shirish of that chayt was they lost a connection with the shirish, where all of Torah and Ruchnius and everything, and all the Vim and everything, are just vehicles to be mechaber Klal Yisrael to the Shoresh. They strayed and they went off from the Shoresh. That is what happened. Shefa is something which is, it's the koyach of Shefa, is to be mechaber, it, because it's lezikaren, it's kilifnim. Something that's proper to the Shoresh. I want to even understand it in terms of Diburim. Question was, why don't you announce it? The difference between when I tell somebody something, I am conveying my feelings in words. So the words become a vehicle for conveying the feelings that I have. The person, so it's like through a certain medium, through a certain step. When a person screams, yells, or whatever, what's happening is I become, my sense of emotion resonates with that person's sense of emotion. It's a much stronger connection. When we connect with the person, a person who comes along and says, you know, I just lost my so-and-so and it's very tragic and I feel very sad. Okay. When a person sobs, it's something that we get a much stronger sense of what's in the person's neshama than we would get it by telling it in words. So koil of shaifa, just like in the dibur of a person, the koil is the chelek that connects me to the atzmius to the person, whereas the dibur is a vehicle and it comes to me through words, which is already a second madrega. This is a chibur to something that's pnim, that's atzmius. So the mitzvah of koil shaifa allows, it's called a zikaron. It allows, it's sort of this, it's the part of me that is out there, is my koil. And that, when I'm mischabe to it, it's kilifnim, dummy. It's as if I'm mischabe to the pnimius and so on. So we're to ask ourselves, what is the chelek that, so in the skula of koil shaifa is to be mechaber a person to sheirish, as opposed through step by step by step, and you know, kind of if he said this, then he must mean this, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu must want this. When I hear the koil, I'm ischabed to some degree to the etzim rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not clear. It's, you know, koil, when I hear somebody sobbing, I connect his emotion, but there's a lack of clarity what's happening. But when somebody tells me what's happening, I understand what's happening. But in the words as such, there is the lack of that kesher terpnim. So Klal Yisrael, the tikkun to Klal Yisrael's straying after Avodah Zarah, we're not just to be misakin, well, don't be stupid and not do it again. I don't think you need any announcement. I mean, they've just gone through hell for getting the eagle. What do you think? They'll do it a second time? I mean, I don't think that's plausible. And words would be enough also. The answer is, once Klal Yisrael had misconstrued the bureaucracy, so to speak, and made it its own entity, then the tikkun they needed was Aichatimtza, to connect back to the Sheirish. And the way to do that is through koil rather than through diburim. So the koil shaifa of Rish Chodesh Elul is the chibur of Klal Yisrael back to its Sheirish. Rabbi Shapiro writes in his Maima on Elul, he brings down, and again, he speaks it with a different binyan, but this point of Elul, the chshivas of Elul, is Mereshis Shana ad Achris Shana. So Resh Hashana is Roshana, Tishrei. Achris Shana is Elul. And the Yichud of Elul lies in it being an Achris Shana. So he says that the Avoda of Elul, so there's obviously the Achana for Rosh Hashanah, and that's true. But there's also the Avoda of being mechaber the Achris Shana to the Reishis Hashana. As things move forward, as time moves on, then the pieces move further and further away from the Sheirish. And whatever it is that happens, the problem that happen when we see the step by step, when we see the 10th step or the 12th step, is what happens in time when we get from Reishis Hashana to Achris Shana. That's the same process. The chibur of that is the chibur to sheirish. That's why it's Rosh Chodesh Elul was the zman that it was miyuchet specifically for that. Rosh Chodesh Elul was the time, the first time Klal Yisrael's Avera was not an Avera at the level of the Anaf, of the branch. It was an Avera Kapa de Sheirish, breaking the Anaf from the Sheirish. And that's why it seemed so hopeless. You know, when you cut off any branch of a tree, the tree will do fine, except when you cut the tree off its roots. So when you cut the Gufa tree off its roots, there is no hope for it. The Ritzu of Elul, the last 40 days, was a prototype for tshuva at that level. And therefore, the type of event that would ensure Klal Yisrael stay true to its sheirish, of all the mitzvah of Shefa is the one that has that mahalach. It could also be, that's what Chazal HaMeramez, when it says, Olo Lekim Besrua, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nis'ala. So on Rosh Hashanah, the Ilui is from Midas Adin to Midas Rachmi. Over here, the Ilui is, Elokim refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu functioning through the world of intermediaries. That's, you know, Elohim is Malachim, Elohim is Bezdin. Elohim is anyone who's a chash of a person, who, you know, like says by Moshe Aaron. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world as part of the structure of the world was Nis'ala. It means it rose up and touched base with the Sheirish again. So I guess it's a certain perspective, and it is a Chana for Rosh Hashanah, the way we spoke. If Rosh Hashanah is the day of that, then it's something that takes back to the Sheirish. I mean, Baruch Hashem, the tzibur that's sitting here is all a tzibur of people that are kula oisik navidas Hashem. So we understand that a shmuz like this is an important shmuz for people that are oisik in yanei olam, in terms of business, parnasa, mundane stuff. But I think there's an akuda here also for us as well. There's a story with the Kotzka, that a chassid once came to the Kotzka and said, he was very oismensch, he said, you know, I have these dreams that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is talking to me, came to me. What does it mean? So the Kotzka told him, it's not such a chiddush. People dream what they think about. He says, but Rebbe, I'm so busy with Torah and mitzvahs, I never have time to think of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It can't be out here, Hurei Yoyim. That's a Kotzka story. Akoponim, it's something that for us, even us, the Oisik so much, there's finances, there's people, there's functions, there's a world of Hechatimtzis, good Hechatimtzis, Hechatimtzis Vruchnias, but Tachlis, the mitzvahs of the year is, we have a lot of different inyanim. To be able to mischaber again to the Sheirish, to the Koil Godel, to the Vayipach Ba'apav, is the school of this school for the year. And Bez Hashem, we should bezeuche each person to come back to the Sheirish, to mischaber to the Sheirish, and then give out Paris, give much greater, as we enlarge the source of Chiyas, each and every step of the way, we'll give more Paris with more Chiyas. And Bez Hashem, a lot more tzlacha.